Hey y'all, it's Lacey with Working Mom Moments. With the holiday season, With the holiday season in full swing, I am taking my own advice and slowing down a bit to soak up the joys and chaos of family time this Christmas. This week and next, I will be replaying two of my most popular shows from 2023, both geared at working genius. If you haven't had a chance to listen to those episodes or don't know what Working Genius is, you are in the right place. And if you have heard these episodes, consider this your sign to listen again. You might just pick up a few new nuggets of inspiration the second time around. I'll be back with new episodes in January. Until then, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey, y'all. Obviously, as a certified facilitator in the six types of working genius, I am a huge fan of the model and the concept. Actually, my love for these type of assessments came way back when I was growing up, maybe about 10, 12 years old, and my mom actually was a coach and had received her own certification in strength finders and in disc profiling. And one of the things she always said to me that always stuck out in my head was, if we do nothing with the information, all we've really done is label people. And when the six types of working genius came out and I read this book, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is actually an amazing resource and tool for individuals and organizations to not only operate better, but to increase their productivity and outcomes while at the same time increasing joy and fulfillment and happiness inside of the workplace. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you, as working moms, you all can relate to this. There's a lot of burnout. We are burning both ends of the candle here, right? I think that's the phrase anyways. We're burning both ends of the spectrum, and we are oftentimes burnt out and we're tired and we're exhausted. And so I really love this model that Patrick Lencioni has come up with, which really highlights the six different functions of which we need in order to get work done. And when we think about work, work happens inside of our office or our workplace setting. But to be honest with you, work also happens inside of our house. And so everything that we learn inside of this model, and we're going to dive into here in a bit, is actually transferable to what we do in our homes as mothers, as working moms, and as partners as well. I can tell you through reading this, the amount of guilt that was reduced in my own brain by saying, oh my gosh, this is why I'm wired this way. Or, oh wow, this is why another person responds in a way that seems critical, but in fact is actually their own gift of a genius that is discernment. So without diving into all of the details, you may not even be able to follow what I'm talking about. So let's take a quick step back and highlight what the six different functions are that are needed to happen in order to get work done. I want you to imagine that there are six different wheels in front of you. And each of those wheels represents a different working genius. The first one is W. W stands for wonder. When we think about getting work done, somebody has to invariably say, I wonder if there was a better way to do this. Or I wonder why things are the way they are. Why do we operate this way? Why do we actually shut down the office at a certain time? Why do we charge our clients X, Y, or Z in a certain method, right? People with a genius of wonder are often helping to create conditions for the next phase, which is invention. I want you to imagine that there's somebody who is constantly coming up with a bunch of different ideas. Think of their maybe tagline or their famous phrase is, there's no bad brainstorms. We love coming up with ideas. Let's throw things on the wall and see what sticks. People with the genius of invention often get joy from taking challenges and generating solutions. So they respond in a sense to the wonder, but they're really disrupting what the status quo is. And so that leads us to the next wheel, which is the genius of discernment. People with the genius of discernment are typically the ones who have good gut feeling, right, about decisions. They often have a natural ability to evaluate different workability within ideas. And so when the inventor comes and says, hey, I've got all of these ideas, the person with the genius of discernment is saying, yep, that's a good one. Nope, that's probably not the best. Okay, let's take this one, invention person, and go back and refine this a little bit until it's ready to go. So that person with discernment is able to give good feedback across a broad range of topics, which then leads us to the next genius, which is galvanizing. Galvanizing is really the process of getting everybody in the same place, focused on the right goal or the right objective, and getting them excited about it. It's rallying the troops, getting people moving. They're really good at pushing people outside of their comfort zones and getting them to buy into whatever process or system we're trying to roll out or implement. They really like to get people moving in the right direction, but they're not always the ones who are going to start the project or give it a big lift. That's where we come into the E, which is enablement. Enablement is really making things happen. It's that first step. They respond to the person who's galvanizing, or in a sense cheerleading, although that's not all that galvanizers do. The enablement genius allows the project to actually get legs under it. They know how to help. They want to help. They respond to the ideas from the invention and discernment and galvanizing, and they really just get things moving. And the last genius, although it is not least, it is extremely important, is tenacity. Tenacity is a huge function inside of our business. People with the genius of tenacity are task-oriented. They love to take things across the finish line. They love to make sure that things actually are completed. They take joy and they get energy from checking a box off the to-do list. But more than that, they don't have to be the one that responds to the galvanizer, but they're the ones that really have this almost internal responsibility to make sure that the work gets completed. So a critical component, but all six truly are critical functions in order to make sure that work gets done. So as we think about the W, wonder, the I, invention, the D, discernment, G, galvanizing, E, enablement, T, tenacity, I want you to start thinking about where you might find your working genius. Which of these aligns best with you and where you get joy and fulfillment out of your job? I will say this is about 80% productivity model, about 20% personality, and you probably are very good at all of these different areas. However, what we're searching for with working genius is what brings you fulfillment, what brings you joy, and what helps you to really get a spark of energy and passion when you're doing a certain task or item. For me, I can tell you that my top two working geniuses are invention. I love throwing things on the wall, seeing what sticks, and galvanizing. I love to be the cheerleader, get people excited, rally the troops, get them focused in a certain direction, and off they go. But I also have what we call two working frustrations. My frustrations are enablement. I'm going to galvanize you, but I'm not going to be the first one to make sure that this project gets legs under it necessarily, or it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't give me joy and fulfillment. And T, tenacity, to see it cross the finish line. For me, I enjoy thinking of the ideas and making sure we're all on the same page. And I love having team members and partners that can help me push items across the finish line. Through almost 500,000 people who have taken the assessment, I can tell you that typically what we see with the six types of working genius is that everybody has two working geniuses and two frustrations. And then there's two geniuses that happen to be competencies, meaning, yeah, you can do them for a while, but really they don't bring you that much joy or fulfillment. And I love how Patrick Lencioni really puts this into a parable format and a great metaphor for us to soak in the different types of geniuses, but also how they impact us when it comes to our joy and satisfaction and fulfillment. So think about a hot cup of coffee, right? And we put hot coffee into maybe a Yeti mug or a thermos that has a lid on it. We pour that hot coffee in, and over time, that hot coffee, well, it stays hot, doesn't it? Because it has a lid, it's insulated, you're feeling really good. This coffee stays exactly the same temperature or pretty darn close to when it was poured. That is, in essence, a representation of your working genius. If we think about that hot coffee being poured into a styrofoam container, perhaps, that maybe doesn't have a lid, but it's there to keep it kind of warm for a little while, that's an example of your competencies, right? You can do it for a while. It doesn't bring you joy. You're going to filter out, right? Some of that hot coffee is going to lose its steam, is going to lose its temperature. It'll kind of cool off a little bit, and it won't give you that much satisfaction drinking from it. Well, as we move on to the next phase, the frustrations, those two areas of frustration might mean that you have a styrofoam cup that also happens to have a hole in it at the bottom. And so as I pour coffee into this styrofoam cup, what happens is it drains out at the bottom. And when we work too much in our areas of frustration, what we see is that draining out at the bottom often leads to burnout. It leads to frustration. It leads to guilt. It leads to overall unhappiness inside of our job. And as working moms, we all know that how we feel at home is a direct reflection of how we can feel at work as well. As much as we want to compartmentalize, it's certainly hard to do that. And the same is true in reverse, right? If we are not fulfilled inside of our workplace, or we're feeling frustrated inside of work, that transfers over to our family life when we get home, or even before we even get to work, right? We see that we're frustrated, we're dreading the day. And so we kind of lash out or we snap because we know we're going into work and we're not feeling fulfilled or getting joy and happiness out of the job in which we pursue. I think what makes working genius stand out more than anything is the simplicity of the tool. It's a quick assessment. And at the end of the day, it helps you to better manage your time, be more productive inside of areas that bring you joy. While all six functions are in fact required for any job, for any piece of work to get done throughout the day, our own jobs require all six functions as well. And so while we would love to say, hey, we're only going to work in our areas of working genius, we know that that in fact is not reality. And so setting ourselves up for a day of productivity and joy is making sure that we are actually making time for those areas of which we have a natural gift and inclination and we're good at, but also bring us satisfaction. So the key is really looking at, what does a typical day look like for me, right? If I am not feeling joy inside of my job, or I'm not feeling joy inside of my house, are there changes that could be made to better align with my types of working genius that I have? This can be done at the office by talking with your supervisor, or even assessing what your job description is and which working genius fulfills each type of item on your job description. Or perhaps you even take a look at your calendar and say, okay, where am I spending my time? Are these areas inside of my working genius? If not, and maybe you're not feeling fulfilled at the workplace, which of course impacts you at home, then maybe take a time to schedule in breaks, job functions that align better with your types of working genius. Perhaps it's taking on additional responsibility. Perhaps it is talking with a colleague or a supervisor on how you can adjust your workflow or your work projects based on your own working genius. Because when we are working inside of that working genius, we are more productive. When things come natural for us, when we find that we're coming up with ideas, if you're an invention or you enjoy so much making sure that things cross that finish line because your tenacity, you can be valuable in different parts of the company if others know how you're wired, right? And so making this a team concept is huge, and we have seen tremendous gains from creating team maps inside of organizations, which really at the end of the day reduce guilt and avoid some of that shame and judgment, A, of one another, but B, of ourselves as well. Because oftentimes, and I can relate to this, we are told we need to be a certain way in a certain type of job. I can think back to one of my very first jobs. I remember being so excited for my very first review. I'm an overachiever. I happened to be, or at the time was very much a perfectionist, and I thought I'm going to ace this annual review. And as I sat down with my, well, boss's boss at the time, because my boss was on maternity leave, I remember him saying, yeah, you're very good at all of these different areas. But one area you really lack in is follow through. And I will tell you, tenacity is very dead last on my assessment. That is a working frustration. I love coming up with ideas, but I'm not always the one who's going to take it through the finish line. I can, and I've had to work extremely hard at that because that feedback he gave to me was telling me I needed to focus on that. So great feedback, but at the same time, I knew I had to work harder because it didn't come natural for me. And making sure that I found a job that fit best inside of my buckets and where my working genius was allowed me to get greater happiness inside of working, which made me A, more productive, but B, it also made me a little bit more happy when I came home because I felt as though I was working in an area of passion and it was fun for me. So once I found a job that really understood my creativity and ideation, and for some of you that might be in wonder where you're sitting and dreaming, how can we do something different? Is there a way? Is there a way that we should be reevaluating our structure or our format or our application process? And perhaps your discernment where you don't want to come up with the ideas, you want to be able to use your gut instinct to say, yeah, no, this is where we should go. Come back to me when you've refined this. So understanding ourselves is a really key component of reducing working mom guilt. We want to make sure we're working inside of the right areas that serve us well and also serve the company. And third, but not any less important, is serving our families as well. And so we're going to dive in the next episodes on how we can take this information of working genius inside of the workplace, whether you have a toxic workplace or you are not sure if you're right in the right seat in your organization. We're going to dive into all of the intricacies of leveraging working genius as a working mom inside the workplace. And then the third piece, we will talk all things working genius when it comes to home and how we operate at home, because work still has to get done even when we get home. For more information on the 6 types of working genius, I have put a link inside of the podcast episode description to my website that has a little bit more information on working genius. There is also a podcast bundle that you can purchase if you so choose that has the assessment and also a 60-minute coaching session with myself so we can walk through all things working genius, but also understand how that fits inside of your home and work-life blend. So feel free to hop on over to that. There's also a link to the book by Patrick Lencioni and the Table Group. Group, the 6 types of working genius. So you can click on that and head on over to Amazon. Other than that, I am so excited for our next couple of episodes as we focus more on working genius at work and working genius at home. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.